We discussed last time the issue of what is it, if one becomes a Nazir, like there's a Nazir in Yerushalayim, what does he do for Kiddush? So we explained Kiddush Friday night, the Nazir makes it over Hamotzi. Shabbos morning and Havdalah, he does over Chama Medina, and we explain Yayim v'Sheikha. Sheikha doesn't mean beer or schnapps. It means a stronger, intoxicating wine. So we can make whatever you assume Chama Medina is, so then one can make, another kid make it over Chama Medina. So there's a more fundamental question, not what a Nazir does for Kiddush, is how do you become a Nazir? Not how do you become, meaning, because according to many, Nazir is a chote. We bring the carbon afterwards because, as Yerushalmi writes, after 120 years, you'll have to explain to God why you didn't enjoy Olam Hazeh. So you're not going to put yourself in a situation where you can't enjoy the permitted pleasures of this world. So the Shai was, how could anyone ever become a Nazir? So the Nitziv quotes this Tosfos in the beginning of Nazir, that we have a principle, Chate b'shvio shetiska. It's not, we don't use it that often, and Koda Matan Torah, much more than Acha Matan Torah, but it's a concept that sometimes you could do a minor sin in order that you'll benefit. Of course, it doesn't mean it has to be a spiritual benefit, not some other physical benefit. I mean, unless it's a physical benefit to save your life, but not necessarily to make more money or something like that. So the question is, on one hand, he's also called a Kodesh. So the Nitziv writes that you're allowed to make a cheshbon that you could sin in order to gain in ruchnis. It's like an investment. In contrast, let's say pikuach nefesh doches Shabbos, there's no kapara. There's a mitzvah of hatzolah. You have to save yourself. You got to save someone else. However, here you don't have to become a nazir, but you make an investment that you think you're going to grow in ruchnias, not to have wine, not to take care of God, and therefore that's why it's permitted. Chatei b'shiyot tetiska, and then afterwards you need a kapara, so you have to bring a karban. So similar idea. They want to say same thing. A tainis chalom on Shabbos. Someone has a bad dream, whatever we consider a very bad dream. He's all shooken up about it, or she is. And if it doesn't bother you, two people could have the same dream. To one that doesn't care, so pashas, you don't have to fast, and it's only a din if you're afraid of this gzeira on you that you really. And why do you have to fast today? Because they say that's how you. Mavata the Gzeira by fasting the day of the Tainus. Not next week. So Shiloh, what about you have a Tainus Chalom on Shabbos? So assuming it's just shooken up and stuff, so you have to fast. Or they tell you to fast. So how do you fast on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So Chatei B'Shviel Shetiska, you're allowed to fast in order, it's an investment. You want to be Mavato the Gzeira Ra. In other words, you don't really, it's not like a het to like Bikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. But you're making an investment that I'm willing to fast a little in order to nullify the Gzeira Ra. So therefore, that's what the lach is, you have to fast again on Sunday for fasting on Shabbos. So in other words, it's based on Tainus Chalom, is based on the principle Chatei Mishiyoshetiska, that you can do a small minor thing wrong, in theory, for the greater investment. Hopefully the investment works out. As we know, not all investments work out. So they point out, so that's the way the Nitziv learns, based on Tosfos, is every time, whether it's a nazir, every time when you fast on Shabbos, when you do a tainus chalom, it's because of chatei b'shviyot tetiska. Others point out No, really the reason why, really it's suffik pikuach nefesh. Not fasting because you're not eating. That's not suffik. Suffik pikuach nefesh is because you're afraid something's going to happen to you, to your friend. So therefore, it's suffik pikuach nefesh. So therefore, you go ahead and you fast. But it's not a matter you did an aveira. It's a matter of, but you didn't really fast because Shabbos isn't a Yom Tainis, so you don't have a full Kiyam HaTainis on Shabbos, so therefore you never really fasted. So therefore, you need to fast again on Sunday. I guess why you're fasting all on Shabbos, I guess that's the day you have to do it. But that's the issue. Rav Chaim Volozhin used to always say we don't apply, they used to quote Rav Chaim Volozhin and saying we don't apply the principle of Chatei B'Shiyot to Shatisk. However, I mean, we don't generally do that, but in the certain situations, that's the way some Rishonim warned this halacha of a nazir. How could the heter becoming a nazir in the first place? Because you're in an extreme scenario, as the connection between sota and nazir, so therefore we permit you to make an investment. But that's how the Nitziv and others learned the tainis chalom. It's not tell you how to fast on Shabbos. In order to be you had a fast on Shabbos, even though it's usher, you fast on Shabbos and about to say, however, you were violating Shabbos by fasting, so therefore that's why you have to do another fast, and that's why a nazir has to bring a karmen at the end, because he was still, even though ultimately hopefully he became a kadosh, but he had a fast because you're not supposed to abstain from all of the permitted physical pleasures of this world.